This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Someone who is getting somewhere is Colin Batrouney. He is the Director of Health Promotion Policy and Communications for the Victorian AIDS Council. He joins us on the line. Colin, welcome.
Hi, Dean. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Now, Colin, you've got an exhibition coming up very shortly, which is about the years of Drama Down Under, the campaign that we see on our bus shelters and tram stops. It's a bit of a retrospective, I get it.
It is indeed. In fact, the Drama Down Under is the longest continuously running sexual health campaign in the country. And we're looking back over 8 years of the campaign. So it's quite a comprehensive exhibition.
Now, if it's the longest running one, that to me says it's been relatively successful throughout. How do you garner the success of something like this?
Okay, so how we measure the success, and this was done quite recently, we commissioned independent evaluations. And so the most recent evaluation of the Drama Down Under surveyed 400 gay men, and 82% of those 400 men recognised the campaign. 40% said that they were likely or more likely to have a sexual health test as a result of seeing the campaign. And 52% said that the ads make them feel more positive about having a sexual health test. So that's really how we would gauge success. And I guess the campaign was really a response to the really terrible kind of fear-mongering that happened back in the 80s with the Grim Reaper. We wanted to make sexual health more lighthearted, I suppose, and a more positive experience for gay men.
So, Colin, over the 8 years, how's the campaign changed?
So, every year we change the visual kind of makeup of the campaign. We've had kind of circus imagery. We've had pets. We've had him on fire a few times. And the most recent iteration, which is no one's seen yet, is breaks with all that tradition and completely changes the campaign. The only consistent element of the campaign is our model, Frank Benici, who was a volunteer with the program prior to taking this on.
Has that that iconic imagery of Frank that we're all have grown to love, was that? Are you still using those original shots and just reworking them for each campaign, or has Frank had to rock up every year for the last 8 years for another reshoot?
Frank has had to rock up every year.
Oh really?
That's great. That is so fantastic.
So we'll get a bit of a time lapse of what Frank looks like over those 8 years too.
Well, he's a life model. He works as a life model, so it's his business to keep himself in good shape. But the great thing about him is that when we focus tested the campaign, people think that he's appealing looking, but he doesn't inhibit the viewer in the sense that some gay men can look so buff that it's ridiculous. People seem to respond to him in a different sort of way.
Am I right in saying this campaign was originally pitched at the straight community?
No, but I'm so glad you brought that up, Dean, because we actually focused, because it was the first campaign, the first sexual health campaign for gay men that was actually being implemented in the mainstream.
Right.
We actually focus tested the campaign with straight groups as well as gay groups. And the interesting thing that happened was that straight people thought that Frank was straight and obviously having lots of sex and, it was all great. And gay men recognised Frank as a gay man. So when we understood that it had that kind of crossover appeal, then we knew that we were really onto something.
That's a rare nuance to be able to get out of a campaign, and obviously one that you didn't go into it trying to achieve, but
that's right. But
the outcomes are far greater than what you ever expected.
That's exactly right, and it was such an amazing kind of outcome for us. And as you're so rightly said, Dean, I'd love to, with the benefit of hindsight, say I was the genius that came up with this campaign that appealed to heterosexuals as well as gay men, but I'm not. It just was an accident.
And Colin, I take it originally 8 years ago it would have been posters and that sort of thing, and I'm sure that Frank's shifted into the digital world. Are you covering all of that in the retrospective?
Well, we do have some video which we're trying to organise for the exhibition, but our budget may not run to it, unfortunately, which is a bit sad. But we're plugging away. We're going to see what we can do.
Well, the imagery has certainly become quite iconic in this state. Hasn't it gone national as well?
It has been implemented in every state and territory in the country.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing was that we actually started this campaign, when we started this campaign, under the government of the day here in Victoria, we had no money for sexual health campaigns with the AIDS Council. I think I had $17,000 for the whole year for everything. And that situation was in place between 2000 and 2007. And in that time, we saw steadily rising increases in STIs and HIV in this state. And it wasn't until prevention was adequately resourced in 2007 that we actually saw the epidemic plateau. And so the original commissioning organisation for the Drama Down Under was actually the Australian Federation of AIDS Organisations, which is based in Sydney.
Which is the national body.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Drama Down Under retrospective is on at the... Is it the OKLA Gallery or Oakley Gallery?
Oakley Gallery.
Yeah. In Keele Street in Collingwood. And it is only a very short exhibition from Thursday the 27th of August through to Monday the 31st of August.
That's right.
Well, it's an opportunity to see Frank in all his glory one more time and also to see one of the most successful campaigns for our community regarding sexual health. Colin Petrini, Director of Health Promotions, Policy and Communications at the Victorian AIDS Council, thank you so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure and I hope to see you guys at the opening.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.